Here's a new way college students and professors are doing research. It's called Mechanical Turk. It's a website run by Amazon, the same Amazon that delivers everything from books to toiletries. Let's say you need 200 smokers to take a survey on lung cancer, or you have a moral dilemma to pose for a paper on Kierkegaard. You can log in, offer a few pennies to each participant, and watch the data roll in. NPR's Gabriella Emanuel explains.
MechanicalTurk.com. Okay, so the page that loads is full of these gray rectangles. Each one is a different task. Right here at the top, there's one out of UCLA. They're paying 25 cents for a 5-minute survey on consumer decision making. The next one is 10 cents, and it's about dating preferences. Let's scroll down and see what else we can find. Okay, here's one from Ohio State, paying 50 cents for workers to fill out a survey about their political beliefs.
It's very efficient, it's very fast, it's very cheap.
That's Adam Barinsky, a professor at MIT. He studies public opinion, and some of those gray rectangles are his studies and surveys.
I mean, there's been a huge explosion. So about 4 years ago, not a lot of folks were doing it, but now everyone I talk to at conferences is doing that.
It all started about a decade ago. Amazon had a problem. It has millions of web pages, each with a product for sale, but some were identical. The company wanted to weed out those duplicates. This is hard for computers to do, but easy for people. So Amazon offered to pay people a few cents to do it for them. Soon other companies were posting tasks too, and Mechanical Turk was born. Why the name? Well, it references a famous hoax from the 1700s. There was this chess-playing machine that could beat everyone, but it actually was a chess master hiding inside. So too with Mechanical Turk. It seems like a computer is doing the work, but it's actually a person.
I do between 6 to 8 hours and earn about $20 a day.
Anna Vasquez is unemployed, but between job interviews, she Turks from her Brooklyn apartment. She does the math.
$2.50 an hour, which is basically, I guess, waitressing without the tips.
Mechanical Turk, or MTurk, as it's called, has sometimes been criticized as a digital sweatshop. Vasquez knows the pay is peanuts, but she really wants a job in social services.
I'm enjoying the flexibility to keep pursuing that and not have to, like, say, choose something right now because I need the money.
So she's strategic. There are lots of different tasks on MTurk, Googling websites to boost their rating, transcribing, copy editing. But she says research studies pay the most.
Recently, I did one on memory, and it just involved, you know, clicking different numbers on the screen. It's probably for someone's PhD or something like that.
Quite likely. Jonathan Phillips is a PhD student at Yale. He uses MTurk all the time. Compared to what he did before, he says it's a dream. He used to print out questionnaires and hit the street.
You'd spend like 2 to 3 hours before you got too exhausted to continue, and you'd get 15, 20 responses. And it's just so painstaking.
But now,
you come up with a study, and then like an hour later, you have 200 responses, which is pretty you know, fundamentally different.
Barinsky, over at MIT, says researchers save
not just weeks of effort, but great amounts of money as well.
He's paying a couple cents per participant. That's compared to the $10 or $15 he used to pay. Okay, so MTurk is fast and cheap, but is it good? Are the data they're getting reliable? The research shows the population of Turkers is pretty representative, more so than signing up college students. There are other benefits, too.
I think it's actually improved the extent to which we can really be sure about our results.
From his tucked away office, Phillips gives me an example. Say you put up a survey, but the wording isn't quite right. That could skew the findings.
People are much more willing to say, well, I didn't really like that you used that one word there, so can you just change it and rerun on a Mechanical Turk, knowing that it's not going to take you that long.
MIT's Barinsky has another upside.
It's enabled people to take more chances, to do things that might seem crazy or sound crazy, but are really clever and interesting and turn out to be right.
So what about the downsides? Maybe it's made research too easy and too cheap. Barinsky says some scholars might be throwing up bad surveys.
Maybe it would be better if people had invested a little more of their own money before they ran with an idea.
And not all research is suited to Mechanical Turk. If your study involves children, that's a no-go. Need to observe your subject's facial expressions? Can't do that on MTurk. Those researchers can, of course, just do their research the old-fashioned way. But Jonathan Phillips worries some researchers are shying away from tough topics.
I don't think we have any good sense of exactly, you know, which questions are now being neglected because they're harder to study. But I think it'd be crazy to deny that it's having an influence on which questions we ask and how we ask them.
And there's another change underway. We think about academics toiling away in cubicles or sterile laboratories. I spoke with one of Barinsky's colleagues. He surveys American voters on MTurk, but he does it from Indonesia. He might even be on the beach. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.